Okay, welcome to Prime Time, which is the Office Hours, or AMA with Prime. For questions about Neos, please drop your questions in the Office Hours chat if you have any questions. Otherwise, we're going to just sit here in unimaginably uncomfortable silence until there are questions. Okay, our first question is from Storm, and unfortunately not something I can answer. So Storm asks, how does Neos generate light, color, and brightness using a skybox? I have no idea. That's a question for Gaines. I can guess, and I know, like, technically what I would do to set up a world to look like how I would want it to look, but I don't know with enough technical detail to answer that correctly, so I won't. All right, we have another question from Mystic, as noted. We can have awkward silence when there are no questions. That's just how office hours go. So, the question is from Mystic. How is documentation going as of recent? And as far as Patreon section goes, there's a few ways it's phrased. Patron benefits to patron tiers. If you see something that is not unified, then you're free to unify it. It's a wiki. Like, so many people are like, I can't edit the wiki. I'm a lowly person in the metaverse, so anyone can edit the wiki. Like, if you want to go for it, there's no planned updates to the Patreon. There probably will be a big update eventually, wink. But like, you know, that will be once we get more things cleared up. As for like generically documentation, honestly, it's on like lots of stuff is on pause. Like, we're still working on like the stuff that we can work on, other stuff we can't work on. See announcements. Yeah, we're not working on Big Update Marketplace, for example. So that's that question. Moving onwards, NFT Hater has a question here, which is, oh, actually just intermediate, really. Double Sticks asked for the question, the answer to the question about graphics and rendering. Yeah, it's asking. I have no idea. Like, I know what I would do if I was building a particular world for a particular scene, but I don't know technically how it's done. There is a lot of stuff like that in Neos where I'm like, I don't know technically how this works, but if you just like tinker with it, then you'll figure it out. Like, for example, here, like particle systems, people ask like, have you done a tutorial on particle systems yet? And I always say like, no. And the reason is honestly, because I just tinker with all the values until it looks right. So moving back to NFT Hater's question now, I know we're circling around a little bit. Is it possible to browse the web in Neos? There is a roadmap item for that. It includes in-game documentation that won't require browsing the web. That's something I'm super excited about. But there'll also be a way to sort of like view web pages and share them with other users in Neos eventually. So two things there. First one is to go look at the documentation roadmap on our GitHub that has a lot of sort of things that we want to do there. And then secondarily, go ahead and look at screen sharing, which allow you to sort of drop screens in the world. Honestly, though, I would rather right now you just use the desktop tab of your dash, Axis Overlay, Desktop Plus, OVR Toolkit, so many different tools that can just drop documentation into the world. They are a bit clunky, like they're all a bit clunky. Honestly, the best way would be, and I don't know what this is going to look like, but like, you know, you click on a logics node and somehow, some way, it's just like, yo, dude, this is how this logics node works. Like, you wouldn't need to go to the wiki or anything like that. We know what node you're selecting, what node your laser is on. We can just display the documentation for that particular node. So that solves that problem better. See you. Mystic asks, has been an update in regards to your favorite cheese? I don't answer cheese questions at these office hours. These are about Neos. It is an AMA, but to be honest, I get the cheese question every office hours, and I'm kind of tired of answering it, so I don't answer cheese questions. Like, go read the previous notes. So we have another cheese-related question. I don't answer cheese-related questions. The mood of silence shouldn't be, like, bad. Like, it's always important to remember that, like, office hours in academia, which is what these are loosely based on, are literally the professor saying, my door is open, come visit me. And if no one visits them, they just like drink a cup of tea, put their feet up on the couch and relax, eat some cheese maybe. So like, that's the way it is, right? An AMA is only an AMA when there are questions. If there are no questions, they don't happen. They just happen to be voice related. So, you know, right, we have another question from Crusher here, which says, is the performance impact of updating relays significant? Less than you would think. The advice I have for updating relays is use them if you think you need to use them, but once your logics is complete, try to remove them. A lot of problems I see with users and updating relays is when they use them with the transform nodes, and then they have an impulse chain. If you have an impulse chain that reads from the transform nodes, you often don't need the updating relay. It's difficult to explain without like pictures and stuff like that, but there are lots of cases where people use an updating relay just so that the display node that they're using updates. In impulse flows, you don't need the display node, and so therefore you don't need it to update all the time. And you know that on an actual impulse, it will have the appropriate update. So hence my feedback of build the logics using the updating relay and then consider removing it and seeing if the logic still works. And then you've evaluated if they're needed or not. That also leads to the second thing about that, which is if you need them, you need them. There is no way around it. So just add them. But make sure you do need them by building your logics and then removing them. Matty asks, updating relay refers to the specific node type and not the little logics neating block you get by grabbing a wire. Those don't have an impact. They do have an impact to slot count, but I'm going to say this incredibly loudly. Slots do not matter. The reason I say that is because high slot avatars, it's often not the problem that they have lots of slots. The reason that they have lots of slots is because they put lots of functionality in their avatar. If you put less functionality in your avatar, then there will be less slots. So think about functionality before slots, basically. I've seen people that are like, you know, here's like a nuclear power plant of data above my head in my name badge, none of which is useful to me. Like, here's the time in my time zone, somewhat useful. Here's the FPS, here's my heart rate, here's my heart rate variability, here's my favorite type of cheese, here's the temperature that exists in my time zone, here's my CPU rendering time, my battery percentage, none of which, of course, they can see because it's above in their name badge. I don't care what your batteries are like. If they run out, you can, cool, go charge them. Like, so just consider what features you're putting into an object, and then your slot count will naturally go down, and then they won't matter. So relays, no problem. Updating relays. Test if you need them at the end of your logics. So next, we have a question from Revy, who says, how do Patreon rewards get handled when you cancel Patreon? Heard from some that you get to keep your storage tier. I want to know if it's true. Asking since, as far as I know, all the Patreon money still goes to Carol, which not something I want to support and haven't for a while now. I've been meaning to, I keep forgetting to, due to current circumstances involving news, etc., update the Patreon page to just clarify that statement, you know, what happens when you stop doing Patreon. What I will know and will tell you is that we never delete data. So we're never going to delete stuff. So if you, for example, have a storage tier that gives you 40 gigabytes and you use all 40 gigabytes, we're never going to delete that data. We're going to let you keep it. You won't be able to write, but you will be able to read. Yes, read only is the appropriate phonology there. The next billing cycle, you'll lose the storage. Certain things like groups will not be removed. The Patreon badge will also not be removed. Neither will the wizard badge. You keep a lot of stuff, but like other stuff that we actually have to pay money for, i.e. the storage, doesn't go away. So if we have to pay for it, it probably goes away. If we don't have to pay for it, it doesn't. Moving onwards to the next question. FD Hater says, is there like a tutorial series for news? I basically no clue to use it. There are multiple tutorial series. It depends on which one you want to see. I have 300 tutorials, but something which I don't do almost sort of as a principle of my channel is I don't do introduction series. The reason I haven't done introduction yet is because I want to wait until like things like the UI update, the logics update are all done. Because otherwise my introduction series is going to be out of date. And if my introduction series is going to be out of date, it's going to be monumentally more frustrating than other tutorials that could be out of date. For example, if my like how to make a gun in Neos tutorial is out of date, you would need to know how to use Neos from an introductory basic point of view before you even start making a gun. So you're more malleable and able to deal with stuff being out of date. I have quite a few videos on my channel, for example, that use the old dash, and people can kind of still like figure out what's going on and map it to the new UI because they're familiar and because it's not a new introductory series. They're less prone to being affected by changes being out of date. Whereas an introductory series will be out of date very quickly because it needs to be, you know, day one, week one, moment one, and it needs to be as clear as possible in that regard. And I can't give that clarity right now, so it hasn't been done. Other users have done introductory tutorial series. You can look them up. We actually have a link in the guideline, the info and welcome and links channel of this Discord, which links to a variety of channels which have tutorials. There's also a lot of tutorials in-game made by various people. Some of those were MC entries that talk you through it. Really, though, if we don't have a, like, official introductory series, my question usually there is, what would you like to know? And then I can sort of narrow it down a little bit. There is no possible way for you to know everything. I promise you, you'll never know everything. It's not possible. I guess that helps. If you have any particular areas, let me know. I can follow up some links from them. Specs asks, to follow up on the Patreon question, are you intended to keep the Herdless server binary access if Patreon membership is cancelled? I don't know either way, yes or no. I don't know why we still have that locked behind Patreon. I'd like to review that. I don't know why many of our test features are locked behind Patreon. Testing things should be free. I don't understand. Neos won't prevent you from using files you've already acquired, so you don't need to like delete it or anything. I also think it's problematic for like headless server operators that they're like, well, I need to like have a Patreon access to like run servers for Neos, even though I'm not like playing Neos, I'm just running servers for it. So I don't know. We need to review that. We just can't right now given circumstances. I would love that if like we just had it open. It would like put more interest and more attention on that, but that's fine. That's what testing is for. Like, remember Danger Testers? It was like, hey guys, we need testers to test this like broken build. And people are like, cool, here's a broken build. Well, let's test it and let's give feedback. It's good. I don't understand. Anyway, let's not encourage that, because you should, you know, maybe at least once get that code. Do remember that the Patreon money is actually going towards server costs, and we do need those server costs to keep your storage. So yes, while you're uncertain about where your Patreon money is going right now, some of it, at least, does go for paying for the literal file storage that keeps your stuff on our systems. And so if everyone cancelled their Patreon, we might get to the point where we would actually start losing access to data. I don't mean losing data, I just mean losing access to data. What I mean by that is, if you don't pay for the storage providers will usually do things like read-only, a bit like we do, or here, download it, but you can't access it dynamically through APIs, which we do on the US cloud systems. They're not going to delete it either, at least not initially. So just keep that in mind. Like, hey, you've got thousands of gigabytes of like personas or avatars on your cloud storage, and you don't pay for Patreon, then like, who's paying for that storage? Just think about that. Moving onwards, for more questions, NFT Ita asks if their fursona coot. Yeah, that's a cute. Next question from Fuzzy Foot asks, Fox, sorry, not Foot. Fuzzy Fox, I'm so sorry. Fuzzy Fox asks, what is the laggiest component or node you know of? Go to my public folder, go inside apps. Inside there, you'll see a sort of RGB sphere. That is a piece of artwork I made, hence why it's in the art folder. It uses an ancient component, a component which I do not recommend using. It is probably the laggiest one I know of. You won't notice it if you spawn the artwork in like private, like by yourself, hence why it's there, but in sessions you'll quickly notice it's causing queued packets. Okay, we have another new question from Scant, who says, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Scant, so we'll keep it like that. Can a slot transform be forcibly updated before the end of a frame, such as Raycast Driver? You shouldn't, like, this is another like thing where like Neos Wizards and I will disagree. You shouldn't worry about frames. Like, if you're worrying about like update cycles, positioning, timing, that's something for us to fix. I don't know. That's again a sort of like rendering thingy, or just sort of like an update cycle thing. If you could maybe ask about your problem that you're seeing that prompted that question, I might be able to help. But like, I see people worrying about like, you know, frames, data, things like that. You shouldn't be too worried about stuff like that. So Scan has updated their question, which says, I've switched from using Raycast 1 to Raycast drivers as they have better filtering. However, I noticed that the result is behind by one frame since it is driving on slot transformations. I would encourage you to always use the tools which make the like thing you're trying to build as effective as possible. Like, don't, for example, like, if someone was reading this and they're seeing that what they're reading from Scan, and they're like, hey, I want to swap to Raycast driver now as well. Don't. Like, if Raycast 1 is helping you, do it. If Raycaster is helping you, do it. If Raycast driver is helping you, do it, and then we'll figure out what's going on there. As for the actual question, which deals with the result being behind by one frame, I don't know. I'd have to come into Neos and take a look at your actual problem. Moving onwards, unfortunately, I wish I could help more. Maybe I can hop into Neos at some point. Moving onwards, Fuzzy asks, I always worry about things like loops. I've had experience where things, where such things lag my computer to death. Is there an economic way to do loops? Yes, have bounded loops. 90% of problems people have with loops are where they are unbounded. Things like the for loop node, people avoid because they don't understand why it causes problems or why it's causing lag. For loop's fine. You just need to use it correctly. People avoid the while node because they're like, oh, it just lags. And it's like you need a bounded loop. While is perfectly usable. Oftentimes, loops are being used sort of inefficiently as well, or incorrectly. Like you need to figure out the solution that you're trying to solve and if it needs a loop. There are some times where I see people solving problems in Neos and I look at it and I'm like, do you realize you could do that in like half the effort with this node, this component, or just by changing the not what you're doing, but like the outlook of the way that you're doing it. I wish I could kind of condense it into words. Like it happens all the time. Like I know what I mean. I know how to build things with that mentality. I just don't know how to explain that mentality. Again, if you have a specific loop-related problem, I can take a look at it and tell you how I would do it, but can't really explain that. Maybe one day there'll be like a manifesto from Prime about how to build things. I have been thinking about doing more videos on like just building stuff. Like, you know, you name it, build a gun, build a door. I was actually quite interested earlier in this week in Questions and Help, someone was asking about a door with like a pin code or a type pad, and then it would open. That would be cool. Again, that would sort of teach you how I think about building things in the US. If you have a specific problem, you let me know. Otherwise, we'll move on. So Tony asks, is there anything that can be done to videos on Neos cutting out about half a second before the actual video is over? Or is that just a case when Vim VLC gets updated? Probably when VLC gets updated. It might also be the video player that you're using. It also might be a synchronization issue. So try it in various sizes of sessions, numbers of people, types of video, etc. But the VLC update will be amazing in its ability to stabilize videos. Tony updates their question if it seems to happen on any video locally or in a session. Yeah, VLC update then. Moving onwards to more questions that have just appeared. I was blinking and didn't see any, and then suddenly two appeared. Maybe that was my bad. I've zoned out for a second. But anyway, Scan asks, what is the best option for synced timing, the T-node? No, the T-node is implicitly not synced. If you're talking about an animation and you want the animation to be 100% synced with other users, you need to use the tween node or the tween component. The tween node component, it's the same thing, it's a long story. It operates on a series of writes, which means that like it's less likely to be unsynced. It just depends what you need to do. Synchronization is a problem. It just like again, it depends on the problem, like or the solution. For example, there was a problem in my run-through of Abandonware, which is MMC 2021. Where you're in the sewers and you have to rotate like a sewer platform around. And we got out of sync. The players and I got out of sync. And so they saw the sewer rotation at being one rotation and I saw it at the other one. And we couldn't progress without one of us dying to like falling in the sewers. And on reviewing the way that they had built that sewer platform and rotated it, they'd done it purely with components. I had a long story conversation with Comdog about this. If it is critical to your game, don't use components. Use logics and use writes because there's going to be problems. Like impulses are like an authority check for your game. They had the same issue with the clock that they had. You had to sort of reposition the clock hands to a particular time. They again used components since they had synchronization issues and also floating point precision issues. So again, if they'd used logics, they would be able to have a point in time sort of clapperboard, if you remember old scale film clapperboards, like clap, okay, what's the state of the clock? Is it correct? And that would have resolved that issue. So use impulses wherever you can to synchronize things up, but it does depend on what you're doing. Certainly for things like visual effects or stuff you don't have to interact with, you should be using T, and it doesn't actually matter if it's slightly out of sync. A good example here might be wind, stuff floating in the air, particles, rotating clocks, rotating things like that, all sorts of stuff like that. For karaoke, I'd recommend you go to, I think it's a Japanese entry. There's an MMC entry called Perfectly Synced Karaoke. That uses the like clock error property of the video player to kind of sync it up between people. I know in VRChat they do that by exposing sort of like a sync track and then buttons to each user and asking them to sort of push left or right to sort of try and sync it up based on the delay. I believe it uses T. Interesting. I don't know how it works. I know it does work though. So cool. I'd have to look. Karaoke isn't something I've looked into. Moving forwards to the next question. Fuzzy asks, what is, why is using right nose usually considered a bad idea? It isn't. If anyone's telling you right nodes are bad, they need to go away. Again, you need to use the appropriate mechanism for whatever you're trying to do. Right nodes are fantastic if you need to synchronize a value across the network. That's what right nodes are for. When you are moving your hands around, you are not technically, but essentially you're performing a write every millisecond, updating, oh, my left hand is over here in relation to my fingers and my right hand is over here and my head is positioned this way and my voice is at this level. Those use streams, which aren't really writes, but they are still writes in that they are causing network traffic. And that's what a write does. It causes network traffic. So if you need that value to be synchronized across the network, use writes. One of the areas where I would consider them a bad idea is actually the opposite answer to the question that Scan had about synchronization, right? If you don't need something to synchronize, don't use writes. A good example here, it comes up just because my brain's in this area right now, is imagine you have a model solar system. So it's sitting on someone's desk in a wizard tower, and it's a model solar system. So it's got, you know, the little metal things, orreries, I really cool, think they're called, like, I don't know how to spell it, that, orreries. And it's got, you know, the planets rotating around it. You could right sync that, at which point all of those planets in that model would be in the same position, but they don't need to be, so just use T or use the spinner component. It doesn't matter that they're out of sync. It's a visual element in the wizard's tower. You might want to synchronize instead the animation of the wizard attacking you or the animation of a particular puzzle-related element interacting with it. But if it's just background noise, background objects, T. Another example there would be flickering lights. I did a tutorial on that one recently. It doesn't matter if the lights are flickering out of order. If you need it synchronized, use writes. If you don't, use T. Another question from Skent, who says, is there a write that isn't network synced, like needing to do many dynamic operations and only one of the last writes are important? That's complicated because that depends on the setup again. What you need to remember is that when an impulse, that's any time you see a white ribbon, that is locally calculated and then the results are propagated. As an example there, let's say you had a button and then when you pushed it, it set your position to be 10 units above where you are. So it's basically like a short range teleport upwards. It could do maths in the middle there, but then at the end, it will do a set position. It'll use that set position node. That set position node is effectively a write. And what that's doing is it's populating new data to the data model. It's saying, hey, Prime, Scant, Fuzzy, you are now 10 units above where you are. That's a write. And so that is network synced. But the stuff in the middle, let's say it does a calculation, like, I don't know, the stars and their position in the world causes how far you get sent up. That calculation doesn't need to be network synchronized. Again, it really does depend on the setup. Like, that also goes back to the updating relays, right? The updating relays aren't needed when you're in the middle of like an impulse-based operation, but it's really difficult to understand when they are and aren't needed. So just like try it with and then remove it and see if it breaks. Moving forwards, I guess, like ask more questions if you need more support there. Fuzzy says, so that's why some people complain about writes because it causes updates. Yeah, they should stop complaining. If they've got dynamic bones cause updates, right? You know, like dynamic bones, moving your hand, grabbing something causes updates. Complain about that more. If you need to use writes, go for it. Sometimes you don't though. I do see people using like update a lot. That's again, usually occurring on animations that are orrery. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Or the flickering light. That's the usual case. They're like writing the flickering light on and off, which is like a network update every single like frame. Don't do that. Use T. At that point, yeah, you can be mad about the rights, but again, it's really kind of like subtle. Moving onwards to Bad Halo Ninja. It's nice to hear from you, Bad Halo Ninja. I used to see you all the time. I'm sure you're working on some cool stuff. This is a bit of a back-end question. Is last modifying user for sync values broken? I've noticed that in the logs, it tries to log it sometimes, but never has a value. I've also tried using it sometimes in my mods, and it's always null. I wouldn't know. I'd have to look into the actual code for that. As it's a mod, it's implicitly not supported, so I can't answer without opening the code base, basically. I know that's like a frustrating answer, but that's unfortunately all I have for you on that one. I believe that's all the time we have for questions. Fuzzy, if you have a question, go for it and type it, because you were typing it whilst I was closing off, so if you still have a question, go for it. Otherwise, we'll be closing off. This will be posted on Sound shortly with the silence removed. And if you have any other questions or you want any follow-ups on any questions you've asked, please go ahead and direct message me anytime. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Let's just wait for Fuzzy to stop typing. No pressure, Fuzzy. Okay, so Fuzzy's last question is, can mods do things for other users without them? Do you mean moderators or Neo's mods? Modding. Yes. In fact, lots of the mods that we see are stuff that we want to add to Neos. Like, I understand why they're added as mods, but, like, a lot of them are basically just like, yo, it's a feature that we want to add, but we just haven't had time to. And a lot of that then falls into the sort of umbrella term of shortcuts. I noticed yesterday, actually, there was a mod which added a button to the static audio clip, which reverses it. So you can do reversing audio very easily. Great mod that adds that button. I love that someone did that and found it useful. I could probably add that quite quickly to Neos's actual source code if we weren't in our current set of circumstances. So I might add that eventually. So it's a good example. Like, keep doing it. Don't feel bad about it. Do you read the modding policy? Do you read the security reporting policy as well? But yes, and honestly, yeah. Most mods are shortcuts, really. And with that, I believe we're done. If there are any further questions, feel free to direct message me. Otherwise, I'm going to leave off here, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.